May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, for me, like all of the lessons really kind of dovetail, they mesh, but even the collect, it's really good because it's all about reconciliation. It's all about being reborn and reborn in community. It's all about being sent, and it's all about each and every one of us having the call to share the gospel, to share Jesus' message. The collect, I love it how it talks about who in the Paschal Mystery established the new covenant of reconciliation. And then this is our prayer. Grant that all who have been reborn into the fellowship of Christ's body may show forth in their lives what they profess by their faith. I think that's just a really a beautiful collect. So anyway, Jesus had died, and they were in probably the same room that they were in for the Last Supper. And they had all the doors locked, probably the windows bolted down, and they were really terrified. They were probably waiting for the marching sound of the Sanhedrin coming to get them to do the same to them, because they knew that they were Jesus' disciples. So they were really gathered together in a fearful way. But what happens? There is no knocking on the door. They didn't hear any footsteps at all. They probably were listening for any little crease. Anybody have a house that if somebody walks on the floor, you can hear every little movement? They were probably listening because they were so afraid. But what happens? Jesus comes among them. No noise, he appears. It's the risen Christ. What better? Good news. What better thing could happen to those men? And he says to them, "Peace be with you." Now, of course, he wanted them to be happy and calm and joyful. But in the Jewish tradition, when they said, "Peace be with you," that meant more of, like, may God save you from any trouble. May God give you every good thing. And so he was trying to just give them a good message at that time. So he says to them, after he shows them, you know, his hands in his side, and they were all rejoicing, he says again, "Peace." But then he says to them, "As the Father sent me, so I send you." So he was commissioning them to go off, you know, go out into the world. Don't be afraid. Don't be locked up in this room. Don't be afraid. Go out into the world with my message. Because Jesus wanted God's message throughout the world, and it couldn't get there unless those disciples, those apostles, were brave. And that's exactly what happened. For me, if somebody said, "Well, how can you prove the resurrection?" This would be the gospel. That would, for me, prove it, because they were terrified, and what those men did after this was absolutely amazing. It was just filled with bravery, with courage, with faithfulness and love of the Lord and God the Father. So he sends them out. That's what he's doing. He's sending them out to share his message, the gospel, the good news. And when he said this, he breathed on them to receive the Holy Spirit. Now, we hear that a couple of times in the Bible, even in the Old Testament. The one that came to my mind first was Genesis, when God formed humankind, when he formed man and woman. What did he do? He breathed into their nostrils. He gave them breath. He gave them life. And Jesus was giving his apostles new life, eternal life, life with him, life with the Holy Spirit. By the power of the Holy Spirit, they could accomplish it. And then he says to them, if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. And I've always, once in a while, just kind of reread how to explain that, because it doesn't mean if let's say somebody comes to me and they've sinned, and I say, oh no, you're not forgiven. Well, that's not how it works. I don't forgive. It's God Almighty that forgives. In fact, in the lesson here, it says, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, he cleanses from all sins. Now, God enables and conveys through human beings his forgiveness, but it's God Almighty that forgives. And that's what Jesus was trying to say. And next we have Thomas. Poor Thomas gets such a bad rap sometimes. But all of them were gathered together except for Thomas. And think about this. Everybody grieves in a different way. Maybe Thomas was just an introvert and really had to be alone for a while. Maybe a little bit of a mistake, but Jesus knew Thomas's heart. And we know from all the gospel lessons, Thomas was brave. Thomas was faithful. He was willing to die with Christ. He was loving. He was a little bit of a pessimist and kind of belligerent, which we hear what he says to the disciples. He says to them, unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nail and my hand in his side, I will not believe. He wanted to see it for himself. Well, what happens? A week goes by. They're all together. At this time, Thomas wanted to be in community. And that's one of the lessons we are learning today. We are to be Christians in community. And God bless us all for being here today. Last week we had tongues. That should happen all the time in all the churches. As Christians, we are to be in community. But here we've got Thomas finally came around and was there. And Jesus says, because he comes back, he appears again, and he says, peace be with you. And he says to Peter, put your finger here in my hands. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. He says, don't doubt, but believe. Can you imagine? It gives me the tingles. Can you imagine how Thomas felt at that point? Probably a little embarrassed, but boy, he had the joy, really, of the Lord right in front of him. The joy of the resurrection. He was confirmed. He was assured. He knew that Jesus now lived. And what does he say? My Lord and my God. That's Thomas's response. Yes, Jesus knew Thomas's heart. And that's all we have to worry about. We know that Jesus knows our hearts. We might think we know each other, what pushes our buttons, but Jesus knows us inside and out better than we know ourselves. So all of us can realize and say to ourselves, when we are close and really followers, brothers and sisters of the risen Lord, of the risen Christ, we can say the same thing, my Lord and my God. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we ask that you give us your peace. Breathe on us. Help us to be reconciled to you in a more and more powerful way. Help us to realize the power of the risen Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit, and help us to share your message that you want to be shared in this world. And help us to encourage and to provoke love and patience and forgiveness among ourselves so that we can please you and serve you as you desire and as you deserve. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.